And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 27th of March, 2016. Today is Easter Sunday, the end of Lent, the celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion, a date based on the cycles of the moon. Jesus was said to have risen from the dead on the first Sunday after the first full moon of spring. So Easter can come as early as March 22nd and as late as April the 25th. It was on this day, 1915, the woman known as Typhoid Mary was put into quarantine in a cottage in the Bronx. Mary Mallon, she was about 40, working as a cook in New York City, and every household she worked at came down with typhoid fever. Typhoid was common on battlefields. It may have killed more than 200,000 soldiers during the Civil War, but it was rarely seen in the wealthy households where she worked. In 1906, a doctor named George Soper noticed this strange pattern of outbreaks in wealthy homes, interviewed the families, found that they had all hired the same cook, and he finally tracked her down. Mary Mallon did not take it well when he asked her to provide a stool sample. She threatened him with a meat cleaver. He called the police, had her arrested. A stool sample was taken from her by force, and they discovered typhoid bacteria in her gallbladder. She admitted that she never washed her hands when she was cooking. They kept her in quarantine. She was released. She changed her name. She took up cooking again. She spread disease and death in her wake until they finally caught up with her again on Long Island, imprisoned her in the Bronx for the rest of her life, and she died of pneumonia in 1938. And it's the birthday of Julia Alvarez, born New York City, 1950, grew up in the Dominican Republic, came back to New York when she was 10, author of books about being caught between two cultures. Her novel, How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accents, came out in 1991. Also wrote a nonfiction book, Once Upon a Quinceañera, about the tradition of throwing elaborate 15th birthday parties for young Latina women. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen. Uncle Al and Uncle Floyd shoot some pool. They're wearing white shirts and their flowered ties hang on the brass doorknob. Uncle Floyd rubs the tip of his cue with a square of blue chalk, and Uncle Al leans over the table to take a shot, teeth clenched down on his cigar. I'm as tall as the pool table, and I can see the green felt cloth and the rolling ball, solid and striped. Uncle Al wipes the sweat from his forehead, says, "Now that's a real trick shot." Uncle Floyd sways to one side, makes the floor creak. I'm so close, I can see his fingernails are etched with fine lines, that the cue's blue nudge is slipping back and forth on the bony rack of his fingers. There's something tightening, gathering itself to strike. Bam! I see that he has divided the triangle of heaven so that each bright planet will find a deep pocket and sleep until the green sky is empty. Uncle Al and Uncle Floyd Shoot Some Pool, a poem by Joyce Sutphen from After Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.